Gertrude, looking through on the outside, looking on the inside. We welcome you. If you are a Veritime viewer, we welcome you also. Those that are in here, do we have any visitor that is here today? If you're here, let me see your hands. Well, we thank God for all of the members of the Rita River Missionary Baptist Church. If you are a visitor, we welcome you this morning. We honor our officers of the church, our chairman of the board, who's doing an outstanding job. We thank God for him. You ought to put your hand together for Deacon Abadiah. To all the other officers and leaders, also to the preachers of the gospel here in Rita River, one of the greatest social ministers in the world. Amen. What then a pole of even paid his own pawn is poor, ain't it? And we thank God for the great choir. Amen. If I ever cut a record, I'm going to use y'all to help me. Amen. To the musician and to everybody in the house. To God be the glory today. Y'all, we come. I won't be before you long. I want to talk to you just for a little while. Give me about 10 minutes. Is that all right? Amen. Praise the name of Jesus. Proverbs 3:1. And the reading goes like this. My son, forget not my law, but let thine heart keep my commandment. For length of days and long life, peace shall be added to thee. Let not mercy and truth forsake thee. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thine heart. So shalt thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. Trust in the Lord with all of thine heart. Lean not unto thine own understanding. In all thy ways acknowledge him. He shall direct thy paths. Be not wise in thine own eyes. Fear the Lord and depart from evil. I want to talk to you today. You may be seated in the presence of the Lord. Trust God. Amen. Can you look at somebody and tell them this morning, trust God. Amen. We listen at the proverb, which is one of the most outstanding book in the Bible because it more contained a wisdom. And the writer of Proverbs is Solomon, the son of David, who was the wisest man. God blessed him and God honored him. And God speak high of Solomon. God blessed Solomon to the point where he was one of the richest. Today, I want to share with you, we can be like Solomon if we just live the right life. You don't hear what I'm saying. First of all, Solomon said in Proverbs 3, listen to what he said, my son, forget not my law. But let thine heart keep thy commandment. That's one of the most important parts, is not forgetting the law of God. A lot of people, they got their own laws. You ain't gonna pray with me, did you? Amen. They made their own rules and regulations. And they think their law is above the law of God. Amen. But I heard Solomon say that keep it in thy heart and keep thy commandment, and for lengthen of days and long life and peace shall they add to thee if you do this. People that live long lives, lots of time because they are walking in the right order. They don't let things overtake them. They walk in the order of God. They walk in wisdom. Do I have a witness in here? And when you are in order with God, you can live a longer life and have peace with it. And so he said, let mercy and truth, let not mercy and truth forsake thee. But here's what you need to do. Bind them about thy neck. Write them upon the table of thy heart so you won't forget about them. There's something that looks like people start off right. You have the right potential. You mean well, but you end up opposite from what God's word says. Oh, y'all don't hear what I'm saying? That's because our gender does not match the gender of God. Our rules and our regulation doesn't match the rules and regulation of God. Let me prove to you. God said, my ways is not your ways. Are y'all going to talk to me? My thought is not your thoughts. But as the heavens set high above the earth, so is my way above man. In other words, I don't care what you plan, God can unplan. I don't care what you arrange, God can rearrange. I don't care what you do, God can undo. I don't care what you say, God can make a difference. Do I have a witness in here? What I'm trying to say to you today, really relevant, and to everybody else that has been around the world, that if we let mercy and let not mercy and truth forsake us, and bind about our net and write them upon the table of thine heart, then he said, so shall thou find favor and good understanding in the sight of God and man. In case you don't understand that, he said God and man. Why? Because God worked through man. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying. You heard the old saying, God has no hand, but our hand do the work for him. But on the other hand, he do have hands. He can reach out and do many things, but he uses us. And to have favor with God and man, God works miracles and God works wonders through people. Let me tell you, Rita River, we are in the favor of God. Let me say something here. We are in the favor of God. People say, why, Bishop, you say that? Because, first of all, you couldn't make it this far if it had not been for the favor of God. You couldn't do what you're doing now if it had not been for the favor of God. You wouldn't have what you have if it had not been for the favor of God. This church is favored by God. Look around you. These choirs didn't have to perform. It's hard to get people to even come to church. Talking about singing on a choir. Y'all ain't saying nothing. It's hard to get preachers to even want to do what needs to be done. But you don't have to be bothered. You got preachers lined up ready to serve. Favor from God. Members supporting. You don't have to beg nobody. This is a big old sanctuary. This is a big old responsibility. It takes money, but not one time have you had to beg because you're in the favor of God. So shall thou find favor with God and man. Then, the second part, he tells us, trust. Oh, my God. That's a serious problem that people have. Not with themselves. Not with material. Not with things of the world. But they're having a problem trusting God. Let me explain it. Let me explain it to you. It's funny that people can just ride up to the bank. Y'all know where I'm going, don't you? And give a teller your money. And just trusting that they're going to put it in your account. And you never seen them before. Don't even know them. Ride out trusting. Everything is all right. But yet come to church, and when the decision has been made, you want to know why, how come, how, who done it? We can't afford it. We don't trust God. The scripture says, trust. Somebody said trust. In the Lord. Not in your bank account, not in each other. Not in your home, not in the material, not in your children, not in your cats and dogs, but trust in the Lord. And how should we do it? Do it with all thy heart. Now, I'm going to keep five, but let me jump on seven right quick. And then I want to conclude you on five. Is that all right? Seven says, be not wise in thy own eyes. Do you hear what I'm saying? Be not wise. Don't think you know everything. Don't think what you believe and feel is the right answer. Pray about it. And let God lead you. Because what your thought may be is not God's thought. It's going to be different anyhow. Be not wise in thy own eyes. And it gets bad, church, when we can't tell each other nothing. You know what I tell folks that you can't tell nothing? You done. You done. Because nothing going in and nothing coming out, so you done. You in a box locked up with everything. You can't get receive nothing and you ain't giving nothing. You done. When you get to the point where you think you know it all, you finished. We're living in a life where life is a learning process by itself. You learn every day of your life. Be not wise in thy own eye, but fear the Lord and depart from evil. Get away from evil. Amen. Don't be mad because there came a change. You don't hear what I'm saying? You used to have a certain position. And they took you out and put somebody else in. Now you working evil now. You mad. I'm glad we ain't got nobody to Reed River like that, but you're mad. You're working evil now because you're not in power anymore. You're not in control anymore. Oh, yes. He said, fear the Lord and depart from evil. It shall be health to thy neighbor and marrow to thy bone. And you'll be able to be blessed, church, abundantly. Y'all don't hear what I'm saying? Are you be able to honor the Lord with thy substance and with the first fruit of all of thy increase? You see, Solomon was so good. Not only was he blessed with richness, and not only was he blessed with wisdom, but Solomon gave to the Lord greatly. If you don't believe, you read it. When they built the temple, Solomon didn't go cheap. He gave the best. That's why God honored what he done. Because God, Solomon put his best into it. And I want to leave with you all today. When you give God your best. Do you hear what I'm saying? You don't want what you don't want. If you think it ain't no good, why you think God want it? Amen. But you ought to give God your best. Because he deserves the best. You know, my theory always has been, even if my household gone like him, I want to be sure that God's house is taken care of. You don't hear what I'm saying? Because the reason why is that. Because when you take care of God's business, then God will take care of your business. Do I have a witness in here? If you don't believe me, the song said, you can't beat God giving. No matter how hard you try, and the more you give, the more he'll give to you. I'm getting ready to close now, but I want to take it back to 5. And don't you forget what the writer said of Solomon. Trust in the Lord. Are y'all with me here? And lean not to your own understanding. You see, sometimes when we can't figure out things, I want to lead it with you here. When you can't see the clear path, when you can't understand what has transpired, you need to trust in the Lord. I reminded Jesse, who had all them sons. And Jesse thought the biggest one would be the one that would take on the job. But God used a young man by the name of David. Do I have a witness? I heard that the writer of the song said, the whole shall be led by a child. Am I right about it? In the last days, the lion is going to lay down by the lamb. You don't hear me. What I'm trying to tell you, God have a special way of doing things in our lives. I heard last week when Reverend Montgomery was preaching, said that they were looking for a king. But God sent them a baby. In other words, you're looking for a special one to lead the flock. But God is going to surprise you. Trust in the Lord with all of thy heart. Let me close here and to your own understanding. Many of us have lost our hair, stretching our heads, trying to figure it out. But trust God and lean not to your own understanding, but in all thy ways, oh Lord, all thy ways, acknowledge him, and he shall, can I get you to help me say it, he shall direct our path. Do I have a witness? Hold on, read the river. God will make a way somehow. I know it seems tough, y'all. I know it seems hard. I know it seems confusing. But trust in the Lord, and God will. He will. Oh, he will see you through. Do I have a witness? Is that all right? Why do you believe that the Lord will make a way out of no way? Preacher, do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? Digging and trustee, do you believe that God will make a way out of no way? Members, do y'all believe that God will make a way out of no way? Trust him. Trust him. Trust him. Oh, trust him. And he'll make a way for you. I'm through. Those are the churches open. Let us stand. Bless the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. I feel it already. I feel like he's already making a way. Hallelujah. The doors of the church is open. We'd like to invite you first to come and join Jesus. Those by virtue and those here in the house. If you been blessed today by the songs and by the word, by the service, you made up in your mind that you say, I think, I believe I want to be a part of this congregation. We open our doors to you, our hearts to you, our hands to you. Come and give God your heart. Give us your hand, but give God your heart. You can join this church. Letter, County of Baptism, Christian Spirit. If you've been here and you left by resignation, you can come. We'll receive you. If you're online looking and say, I like that church, I feel the Spirit, I want to be a part, called in. Number on the screen. Tell the secretary, I want to be a part of that church. They'll tell you what to do. Go online, fill out a membership form. All that is available. One thing about the Rita River, we're ready. I said we're ready. To serve in any compassion. Y'all ain't saying nothing. I said we are ready to serve you in any compassion. Praise the Lord. We thank God for you. Eternal God, our Heavenly Father, we thank you for those that now that have made their mind up. They may not have stepped forward yet, God, but those that by virtue and saying that I want to get there, oh God, bless them right now. We thank God, we thank you for all of those that step forward, those right now, God, that is going to call, those right now, God, that making up their mind, those right now, Lord, that have been blessed this morning by the service. We thank you, Lord, for everything that you've done, allow us to do here today. We don't take it lightly, we don't take it for granted. We take it, Lord, rightfully and truthfully. We thank you, God, for the Rita River. We thank you for this church. The people, oh Lord, hearts of love, great hospitality, support. We thank you, Lord. We don't take that lightly. We pray for every individual in this place and by virtue. We pray that you would keep them in your care. Oh, God, bless right now. And the service would be a blessing. The doors that are tuning in will find Jesus Now, the word, Lord, of our mouth, the meditation of our heart be accepted to thee in thy sight in Jesus' name. And the church say amen, amen, and amen.